Howdy, folks. You know, jet planes passed the sound barrier quite a while ago, but the latest news is that they're now approaching the speed of gossip. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I know you'll be pleased by this news. A judge in the East has just ruled that a landlord hasn't any right to rob anybody, except his tenants, maybe. You hear a lot of mean remarks about landlords, but I remember one time when I was out of work and I couldn't raise the rent, and that didn't bother my landlord a bit. He raised my rent. But one thing I think everybody ought to do is get together and demand that these landlords, that they take care of the spring house cleaning. Oh, my, I hate to even think about that spring house cleaning. Of course, a house that looks too spruced up always makes me feel uncomfortable. When I get home, I like to feel that it's all right to take off my new shoes and put on my old manners. The way some people's homes, though, are all slicked up, you feel when you walk in the front door like you should have made a reservation in advance or something. We always try to make people feel right at home when they come to our house. We take their coats and hats and offer them a stick of double mint chewing gum. That's a real friendly custom, you know. And another thing, if you treat everybody to double mint, they can't go away and say you never gave them anything, see? Come to think of it, double mint, it costs so little that you can include all the neighbor kids with your treat. So pass the double mint around to everybody while we listen to the Jack Halloran Quartet singing Sweet Georgia Brown.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Now, fellas, she can't get our fellas, she ain't met. Georgia's claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet
left feet, but also need has
sweet Georgia Brown. Now, fellas, she can't get our fellas, she ain't met. Georgia's claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. Hey there, mister, I just kissed her.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Georgia Brown.
Wasn't that nice? I've been checking my calendar again. I see for the month of March, we'll have National Smile Week. Naturally, I'm all for that one. I figure folks don't smile enough, you know, especially around here when I'm talking. But just look what we got coming up for April. There's going to be Laugh Week, Comedy Week, Baby Week, and Domestic Rabbit Week. Oh, yeah, there's still another one, Noise Abatement Week. I guess they figure after whooping it up with laughs and comedy and the baby, well, it'll be time for noise abatement then. But I promise not to say anything uproariously funny during National Noise Abatement Week. And that sort of reminds me, you should promise yourself all of the enjoyment that you can get from helpful double mint gum by buying several packages at a time. Then, of course, you'll be all prepared to enjoy a grand, satisfying treat just any time you're in the mood. Right now, I'm in the mood to listen to a little of our genuine live music produced by live musicians. I haven't heard anything sounding like that since Eli Droops drove his car into a wagon load of geese, you know? He knocked over a hitching post, and he crashed into a store window and knocked down a lamp post. Of course, I'm not surprised that Eli Droops, he'll do anything to attract attention. I guess a man's ego is about the only thing in the world that can keep right on growing without any nourishment, you know. My ma, she had Eli Droops figured out just about right. She used to listen to him bragging about himself, and I did this and I did that and all. And one night after Eli had gone home, she said, there's just one thing wrong with that fellow. His eyes are too close together. I guess maybe it is the way she said it that made it funny there. Or maybe the Buttram family has a little quicker sense of humor than the folks around here do. Oh, anyway, it's time to get away from this trivia and listen to the Buttram bonus. You know, we get a lot of requests for our Buttram travelogue bonuses, and, well, not a lot, maybe, but quite a few, and, well, more than you'd think. Of course, come right down to it, we got one request for a travelogue for a bonus on Philadelphia. And to show you how important your requests are with us, today's bonus is a travelogue on Philadelphia. Now, this is our third largest city, and it's just barely in Pennsylvania. If it skidded a few miles south, it'd be in New Jersey. Philadelphia was founded by William Penn, and many famous people have come from Philadelphia, such as Edgar Allan Poe, Betsy Ross, the famous seamstress, and Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, who's a very tall boy. And almost everything in Philadelphia is old. If the local citizens, if they can't tell you about American history, they can at least point to it there. The city abounds with many historic statues and with many ordinary pigeons. And Philadelphia is famous for its cultural institutions. And, of course, Philadelphia people, they must be awful smart, because especially the lawyers, because it's a well-known fact that it takes a Philadelphia lawyer to figure some things out, you know. The first magazine in America was published in Philadelphia, and I think they've still got one going there. And Philadelphia used to be the nation's capital, but they shoved that off on Washington because they didn't want the premises cluttered up with congressmen and other strangers, no. The first U.S. Mint was built there, and it proved to be a good thing. It's still making money. Philadelphia, it's served by four railroads, several airlines, and at least one hot tamale wagon that I know of, which is run by my uncle, Ben Franklin Buttram. Well, that's our bonus for today. Now, Paula Richards has a song that I think is kind of cute. You know, ordinarily, I don't care for that word cute. You'll notice I never use it when I'm talking about double mint gum, for instance, because, well, I say double mint gum is good, and it's refreshing, and it's healthful, because, well, those words mean something, and they fit. But that word cute, it's been overused so much, it doesn't mean much of anything anymore. Now, here's cute Paula Richards singing a little bit independent.
A little bit independent in your walk. A little bit independent in your talk. There's nothing like you in Paris or New York. You're awfully easy on the eye. A little bit independent when we dance. A little bit independent towards romance. A bit of sophistication in your glance. And yet you're easy on the eye. Whenever I'm with you alone, you weave a magic spell. And though it be a danger zone, I only know that you're swell. A little bit independent with your smile. A little bit independent in your style. But how can I help but love you all the while? When you're so easy on the eye. A doodly doo, doodly doo, doodly doo, a doodly doo.
You know, a youngster like Paula reminds me this is 4-H Club Week. The 4-H's stand for Head, Heart, Hands, and Help. And 4-H clubbers all over the country, they're making better citizens of themselves by learning and practicing the principles of better living that make 4-H club work such a great contribution to our national spirit. I'd like to talk about 4-H work longer, but clock's creeping up on me. Before I go, I want to remind you, too, that chewing double mint gum after every meal is a fine aid to digestion. And the easy, long-lasting chewing gives you a fine feeling of leisure that's wonderful to enjoy in these rush and hurry days. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that elasticity may be a good test for suspenders, but it's a bad test for your conscience. Goodbye now. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.